many years ago lived Captain Wayne, the pirate, whose fame is seldom known. They say he was the scourge of six of the seven seas. Now retired, he has his goal to live a life of ease.
Hey, ahoy there, mateys. It's time for episode number 18 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half-hour podcast of Mad Music and Silly Stuff brought to you by MadMusic.com, the world's largest comedy and novelty music website. I be your host, Captain Wayne.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
And each week I play demented, fun, and stupid and strange recordings on a particular topic. And with the help of my co-producer, Stavro, we'll try to entertain you a little bit each week. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wayne@madmusic.com. You can post a message on one of the forums on madmusic.com, or you can call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-689-8312. This week's theme is Owl Stretching Time. Another show about nothing in particular. The title is, of course, yet another Monty Python reference, a title from their show's first season, in which the aforementioned title was one of the earlier episode's title, and basically because they didn't know what to call it. And it was also one of their ideas to name the entire series, so instead of Monty Python's Flying Circus, they thought about Owl Stretching Time. Well, in short, there will be no stretching of owls or any animal abuse of any kind. Because we've already done a show with that. But dead animals do indirectly feature in the first song by TV's Kyle.
When they ate a pepperoni each, they saw the pepperoni demons that night.
Bobby Bambino, my oh my, saw a vision of a haunted disembodied eye. It looked him up and down, and much to his surprise, it didn't want to hear him plead and compromise. Bobby turned around and ran for his life. I'm not sure how an eyeball holds a kitchen knife. It lunged down at Bobby, who screamed in fright. Hold on, Bobby, hold on tight. Frankie Bambino, poor old soul, was chased by the ghost of a giant mole. It had great big claws for to bury a hole into Frankie's young and useless skull. It drilled and it drilled until it hit brain. It may not have killed him, but it made him insane. He lost his mind and he left a stain. Giant moles deserve disdain.
Pepperoni demons go away, for you know.
Sad to say, was the type who went to races every single day. He was haunted by a horse who wanted him to pay, but Polly was broke, which was not okay. The horse put him in a sack as easy as can be and drove him over to the glue factory. Polly was paced in a minute or three. Polly is Elmer, now you
Bambino
see.
Bambino boys all woke up, for of course that all was a bad dream. They ate another pepperoni each. Bambino boys are not especially bright, it seems. Pepperoni demons go away, for you know I ain't got time to play. Pepperoni demons round my bed, them pepperoni demons messing up my head.
Your computer crashes, a cuddly kitten dies. The impending horror flashes in its innocent kitten eyes. From its gentle purr to its down soft fur, it begins to vaporize. With one heart wrenching, with its last breath, it's a victim of the blue screen of death. your net connection drops, a baby seal is clubbed. When the flow of data stops, its tiny head is drubbed. And you think your ping is the only thing that just got whacked and scrubbed. But somewhere sad brown eyes are asking why. Because of that blue screen they had to die. All those endless software patches and the service packs as well have empowered cyber demons from the darkest pits of hell. Think of every download mirror that was broken when you came. Now for each one, 7 years of bad luck, that still works the same. When PowerPoint fails the mission, a fairy loses its wings. All those slides and cool transitions flens the flight gear off the things. And it's Tinkerbell you've sent to hell at your quarterly meetings. While Peter Pan forlornly calls her name, never knowing the blue screen her soul did claim. Is it more like the Grim Reaper or a black cat cross your path? Is life only an equation, and how do we do the math? Is it instinct or misguided play or deliberate attack? Is there any way to stop it without switching to a Mac? Every time your system goes down, a puppy dog is kicked. When the firewall needs a hose down, a bunny's getting bricked. But amidst the fear, the end is near, the computer has been tricked. We found a way to disable that blue screen. But who knows what will happen? Now it's green.
Advertising, womanizing, go to work and everyone's chain smoking, sexist joking, mailroom poking. I've time warped to where they overpay me, girls obey me, LBJ me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The meetings where I'm drinking are the best I've ever had. And the guys at Sterling Cooper all remind me of your dad. But be careful what you're buying, these are clearly very mad men. Mad men. All around me there are reefer growers, party goers on riding mowers. I've been jonesing for Miss January, why'd I marry my secretary? Dig this faux nostalgic 60s fashion, 60s passion, man let's cash in. And I find it quite ironic and I find it quite a kick. If you turn into Don Draper, then you're actually a dick. And I find the style fantastic, but the advertising false. It's no American movie classic, it's just basic cable. Mad Men. Mad Men. Panhand. Oops, I mean Mad.
And there, now that we've jumped right into the show, the first three was TV's Kyle did the first one with Pepperoni Demons from 2012. You can find him at TV Kyle or TV's KyleBand.com. Then Tom Smith with the Blue Screen of Death, which was something that I suffered last weekend, which was why there was no two-hour show on Sunday. But I will be doing that tonight. By the way, happy Easter. Tom Smith is at TomSmithOnline.com, and that was song was released on iTom 1.0, So It All Begins. And then Mad Men World by Money Shot Cosmonauts, new this year, a parody of Mad World by Tears for Fears. As I mentioned before, happy Easter. Yeah, I was supposed to do this show on Saturday night. I just couldn't do it. I was freaking exhausted. I ended up doing a whole lot of work outside because we had nice weather. And then I also was recovering from washing a house. I had Friday off, and I had to go over to a house and power wash the whole thing and clean the gutters. And last night, I was just drop-dead tired. So I didn't have a choice. I had to do it today. So, happy Easter. It is Sunday, the April the 8th, 2012. And now let's get into our movie news. Well, the blockbuster Hunger Games has once again topped the weekend. This Easter weekend, it made $33.5 million, which crosses the $300 million mark. Wow, I could use $300 million. coming up second was American Reunion, which opened with $21.5 million, and Titanic 3D, the re-release of the 1997 Titanic, took in $17.4 million for a five-day debut of $25.7 million. So many millions. See, opening this coming weekend are a couple of movies I do recommend you see. First off is The Cabin in the Woods. Five friends go for a break at a remote cabin in the woods, where they get more than they bargained for. Together, they must discover the truth behind the cabin in the woods. And it is kind of a sci-fi horror. Definitely go see it. You've probably seen it advertised already. If not, there's trailers all over the place, especially on my new movie website, which I'm not going to debut yet. I'll get to that shortly, as soon as I have it ready. Next movie you ought to see is definitely something you should know about, the Three Stooges movie. While trying to save their childhood orphanage, Mo, Larry, and Curly inadvertently stumble into a murder plot and winds up starring in a reality TV show. I must admit that I thought I was going to be really disappointed by this. I thought, that is really stupid to remake Three Stooges, especially with the three people they cast as the Stooges. But I've seen a number of scenes from it, as well as a number of trailers, again, because of this movie website I'm working on, and it actually looks like it's going to be funny. I just hope that the funny parts are what we've already seen and everything in between sucks. But there is a Three Stooges contest going on, by the way, over on madmusic.com. Look over there if you want to come up with a Three Stooges song. You might win the whole prize. Other news, Dumb and Dumber 2. Yes, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are doubling down and dumbing down at the movies, at least according to Peter Farrelly, they are. Dumb and Dumber co-writer and co-director Farrelly confirmed that Carrey and Daniels have signed on to reprise their roles as the laughing-induced nitwits Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn in a sequel to their 1994 movie. So, yes, 8 years later, we're going to get a Dumb and Dumber 2. But the real question is, do we really need one? I'm sure it'll be fun, because I've seen a lot of movies that aren't. Well, that's it for movie news. Let's go on to Green Eggs and Peas. Here's Cirque du Soir.
I am Will. Will I am.
That Will I am, that Will I am. I do not like that Will I am.
Do you like the black-eyed peas?
I do not like them, if you please. I do not like the black-eyed peas.
Would you listen here or there?
I would not listen here or there. I would not listen on a dare. I do not like them, if you please. I do not like the black-eyed peas.
Would you listen in your car? Would you listen at a bar?
I would not listen in my car. I would not listen at a bar. I would not listen here or there. I would not listen on a dare. I do not like them, if you please. I do not like the black-eyed peas.
Would you listen at a show? Would you listen with a hoe?
Not at a show. Not with a hoe. Not in my car. Not at a bar. I would not listen here or there. I would not listen on a dare. Their music stinks like moldy cheese. I do not like the black-eyed peas.
Would you listen on a plane? Or in the bath with David Blaine?
Look, you've pissed me off at last. Be gone before I kick your ass. I'd rather breastfeed angry bees than listen to the black-eyed peas.
Would you listen in a cot? Would you listen high on pot?
I might listen high on pot, but I fear it would take a lot. To listen to the crap they make, I'd have to be severely baked.
Well, I've got all the stuff you need. Behold my stash of wilts-a-weed. This shit will knock you on your knees. Then you will like the black-eyed peas.
I still don't care about this band, but let me try this contraband.
There you go, my fuzzy friend. Now our transaction's at an end. And now my friends will come say hi. It's Fergie and the other guy.
This is the cops, and we don't jest. You're caught and you're under arrest. You have the right to shut your trap, but if you don't, we'll use it back. You have the right to an attorney. You can use my cousin Bernie. Get in the car with flashing lights. Now do you understand your rights?
I had a feeling anyway that this would be a lousy day. Now I've been busted in the park, because Will I Am's a fucking narc. Off to jail once again. This time I could get 5 to 10. I'm really in a nasty jam. I fucking hate that Will I Am.
I listen for the bell, I primped and powder soul. I know his footstep well, and in case you didn't know, I've got a crush on the Fuller Bryce man. He shows me all his samples, and he looks so wondrous wise that I can't help but listen when he looks into my eyes. I've got a crush on the Fuller Bryce man. Oh, every time he comes, he shows me something new. He sweeps my sitting room with a fancy broom. He sweeps my dining room and then my back porch too. For a man like that, what wouldn't I do? Oh, he sets me all a-twitter. My, I could write a book. Oh, what a wife that man would make if he could only cook. I've got a crush on the Fuller Bryce man. Confidence, and he holds me in his spell. He plays with my emotions and he makes me feel all well. I've got a crush on the Fuller Bryce man. For every brush he sells, he gives a guarantee that it would last for 40 years. That's long enough for me. I've got a crush on the Fuller Bryce man. Special prize with every brush he sells. With one as big as this, he gives a little kiss. It won't be long before my precious bankroll shot, 'cause I'm gonna buy the biggest brush he's got. He's got a brush that tickles, and he's got a brush that hurts, and then he's got a special brush that I think is the nurse. I've got a crush on the Fuller Bryce man.
She's up with the sun to stay in shape, working it out before I'm even awake. She spends the day running, I'm at a desk. Man, she's stunning, I'm a big old mess. Who knows how I managed to get her? A hottie like her could do much, much better. I'm her lazy boy, she's my hot little rocker. I'm kind of overstuffed, she's a rock around the clocker. I don't, so she goes with the girls while I stay at home, and she's back around 2 months.
rock around the clocker. She likes to jazzercise while I supervise. Don't know how I caught her, I'm her lazy boy. She's my hot little rocker.
She's a little deuce coupe, I'm an SUV. She's a hot potato, I'm the couch variety. She's lighter than air, I'm a jumbo jet. Says she's not sick of me, yeah.
I'm her lazy boy. She's my hot little rocker. I'm kind of old stuff. She's a rock around the clocker. I'm always admiring when she's pumping iron. Yeah, I'm her number one spotter. I'm her lazy boy. She's my hot little rocker. Somehow I've acquired a spare tire, but she don't seem bothered.
And that is Steve Goody from 2009 with Lazy Boy from the album The Least I Can Do. You can find him at stevegoody.com, and you can get your own copy of that high-res song. Yes, these are all low-res. High-res over at madmusic.com. Before that, Ben Light and his Surf Club Boys with the Fuller Brush Man, also available in our music store. And we started off with Cirque du Soir with Green Eggs and Peas, new in 2012 and released on the album Stupid Cowboy Thing Volume 2, Additional Squid. I love that title. Okay, well, now let's do sci-fi update. Opening and coming this weekend is Lockout, a man wrongly accused of a conspiracy to commit espionage against the United States, is offered his freedom so he can rescue the president's daughter from an outer space prison taken over by violent inmates. And I saw the first, 10 minutes of this movie, and it really looks very good. I don't know what you would call it, I guess it's an action movie more than it is a sci-fi movie, but definitely check it out. The Hugo Awards were announced this week, and for Best New Novel will be Among Others by Joe Watson, has been nominated, as well as A Dance with Dragons by George R.R. Martin, the Game of Thrones author. Also Deadline by Mira Grant, Embassy Town by China Milville. M-I-E-V-I-L-L-E. And then Leviathan Wakes by James S.A. Corey. So definitely check those out. I'm looking forward to see who the Hugo Award winners will be this year. Another thing in the news is the popular sci-fi Star Trek Phase 2, which is a fan series, has been released in the first episode in almost a year called The Child. And the new episode was adapted from a script written from the original unproduced Star Trek Phase 2 series from the 70s, and with the original co-writer returning to direct. It's it's not an official Paramount release. It's more of a fan movie, and you can watch the whole thing online, so definitely check that out. Just go over to trekmovie.com if you want to see it. And, by the way, before I go, I do have to say I did finally see Camel Spiders, which I was talking about last week, and I can tell you, skip it. It's another sci-fi original production, and with all that entails, so definitely skip it. In this final sequence, we're going to have one song from the Three Stooges contest that we're having over at madmusic.com. So why not go over to madmusic.com and listen to the contest entries and vote for your favorite. You get to pick the winner of this contest. I love having these contests over at madmusic.com, and you get to participate. Here's something by Bill Mills.
Let me say, I really hated ending this away. I wish Facebook would simply give a clue and give up on this timeline view. Facebook, it's so lame. Why couldn't you leave everything the same? This timeline just confuses me and worse. Why should it make me shout and curse? Timeline, Facebook's got a new design. Surely they must have known. Users would bitch and moan. Timeline, I'm bereft. I
I've tried to see the posts my friends have left, but I can never find things on their wall. It's just no cracking fun at all. Timeline users complain by the score, but they just received a scoff, and now they are all pissed off. Though Timeline, I confess, it doesn't matter what you will do next. There's really not a thing that we can do. We know that we are stuck with you. Timeline. Oh, Timeline. We are stuck with you.
Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right. second date with a pretty girl that I met at the pharmacy. Right in the prescription line, I take a pill for my social anxiety. I get a table and a nice bottle of Chablis. Now it's getting late and there's still no sign of her. I have another glass of wine. All I know is the wine lasts longer when you don't gotta share it with someone. All I know is the steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. And I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now.
And that was Jonathan Colton from 2005 with I Feel Fantastic from the album Joko Looks Back, and you can find him at jonathancolton.com. And before that was that Three Stooges song by Dave Arjou and the Numbskulls called I Want to Be Your Stooge, new in 2012, instrumental composed for A-Log's Three Stooges contest. So definitely go to madmusic.com and vote for your favorite new Three Stooges song. Then we started off with the Bill Mills and Timeline. This was the revised version. He had uploaded his, you know, introductory's first version over on the Sideshow on the Fump before it was released on record, and now this is the one that's been released. So that's the new version from 2012. Visit him at billmills.net. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll be back next Saturday, I hope. I do have a big thing going on next Saturday with another podcast. Now, that thing next Saturday runs from like 8 in the morning until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm chairing the whole thing, so I'm going to be on my feet all day. I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to have a show Saturday night. If nothing else, I'll try to get to it Sunday morning. It's going to be a long weekend for me. So until then, this is Captain Wayne reminding you to visit madmusic.com. Yes, where you can find out how to contact these artists, where you can get your own copies of their works, and how to request songs and skits for the show, even though I told you earlier. You can also participate in our online forums. It is a community. Maintain a blog on your MadSpace page. Chat with other users online, listen to some 37,000 song samples, 1,600 free streaming shows, and over 1,200 videos. This show is copyright 2012, Mad Music Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. I'll see you next weekend.
Captain Wayne, the sailor, he looked up at the captain's face, and then he asked him why.